Welcome, everybody. Getting ready for the Buzz 24/7. Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium. Kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Should be interesting.
Coming to the Casino Ballroom May 31st and June 1st. She's going to join us in 1 minute. Less than that. Next.
I'm willing to say that 99% of my wardrobe has a logo on it. If you're like me or have someone in your life like me that loves graphic tees, let me tell you about Old Glory. Shirts, hoodies, knit caps, 3,000 items to choose from. You gotta check it out. OldGlory.com. Get 15% off using code BUZZ at OldGlory.com or just go to MorningBuzz.com deals for Old Glory. Once again, OldGlory.com.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at MorningBuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Okay, stand by. She's calling, I believe. I believe our special guest is on the phone. Teresa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
How are you?
I am fantastic.
Let me just say, you have visited New England so many times. I have never had the opportunity to see you, but I have many people that I know that have gone and have been amazed with your shows.
Well, you're going to have to come and check it out. I personally invite you. Would love to meet you in person because it really is something truly amazing and special.
Okay.
In a live show.
I believe that. That's what I've heard from.
Is it harder to, like, live show? I'm guessing one-on-one is easier for your job? Or do you really, like, because at a live show, I'm thinking everything is bouncing off of you.
Yeah, so what the way that I work, and yes, personal is different, but the live show, I know every single thing that Spirit has me say, it is affecting and healing someone. And because a lot of times people might come, they might not even know who I am. They might not even understand what I do. But to watch a perfect stranger heal right in front of you, and you can feel the energy. It's something you feel in the room. You can't even describe it, but it's so special and amazing. And it affects us because people say it all the time. They're like, I went to the show. I had no idea what to expect. I didn't get read, but what I witnessed was life-changing. And I realized that the people that did get read really needed to hear from their loved ones more than I did.
Yeah, Teresa Caputo Live, the experience, is coming to the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom May 31st and June 1st. So this is what I want to say. Let's just say we meet. I'm going to be nervous because I don't – well, no. I mean, like, I don't know how it works. This is my take. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I believe that some people have gifts. I believe that some people can do it. I also believe that there are many who can't, who fake it, okay? If I reach out and we shake hands, Teresa, can you tell or do we have to agree? How does it happen?
Nothing. Listen, I don't know how it works. It just happens. That's the amazing thing. I wish I could tell you, this amazing feeling that I get.
Right.
It just happens. I just start sensing and feeling things that mean nothing to me, but are life-changing to you,
right?
Or might hit you in a spot. And, you know, I say this also because sometimes people are apprehensive for many different reasons. And sometimes they might be apprehensive because they're afraid what their loved ones might say. Mm-hmm. Maybe if they feel that they disappointed their loved one in the end of their life, or maybe even an argument, or maybe they regretted the last thing that they said to them.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're afraid that what if they don't hear anything?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that there's a lot of fear that goes along with it. And I always say Spirit never disappoints.
Mm-hmm.
They always give us what we need. And I also say this, not everyone needs to hear or wants to hear from their loved ones.
Have you ever told somebody something that crushed them? Like visually you saw them react and think, it's not like you're saying anything to hurt them, but if you connect with them in a way that they don't expect.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, how many spirits
says something bad
instead of good spirits?
Okay, so I only channel souls that walk in God's white light. And I know this for a fact because when I put my gift in God's hands, I said, if this is my soul's journey, I only want to channel souls for the highest good of all concerned and that are protected in your white light.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be reading a woman in a venue, and I looked at her and said, your daughter, I could see an energy below the daughter, but I couldn't feel anything from the energy. But the daughter said, tell my mom that he is remorseful and sorry that he took my life and destroyed hers. And the woman looked at me and said, that's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know if her boyfriend, who killed her and then killed himself, was remorseful. And that was the energy that I could see, but I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
So that's just my symbol for that the soul hasn't learned enough lessons or grown enough to be to the level that I can channel at. I just couldn't lower my vibration, mm-hmm. my vibration enough.
This is the Long Island medium is what she's known, Teresa Caputo. She's coming to the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom. Scotty has a question for you.
When did you know that you had the gift, and how did you deal with it when you did? Like, you can't really talk to people about it, or were you able to?
Yeah, so growing up, I was always seeing and sensing things that nobody else was. My parents never made a big deal about it. I come from a very spiritual family, a very faithful family. I am a practicing Catholic. I say, even though they don't agree with what I do, they take my money every week, but that's a different story. Yeah. But so it was difficult, but my parents never made a big deal about it. And then it wasn't until I was almost 30 that I realized that I had the ability not to only connect with my own loved ones, but everyone else's. And then I struggled with my gift for probably over 5 years. And then 9/11 happened, because I couldn't understand, why would I be blessed with this gift? Who's going to want to come and see a medium?
Yeah.
And I had this spiritual experience where it was shown to me that many people perished. They didn't know what happened to their loved ones, couldn't even recover their physical bodies, and they needed the gift of healing. So that's when I put my gift in God's hands. And I said, look, if this is my soul's journey, you open the doors for me, and I will walk through them with my gift, but only to help people move on after the loss of a loved one. Here I am.
How religious were you before you realized you had this gift? Were you religious?
Oh, very.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I played in the folk group. I played the guitar in the folk group.
Okay. All right.
You know, I attend mass every Sunday. I go to confession.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Daily, because I talk to dead people. So, you know.
What do? I talk to dead people. I've had an experience where the person that I talk to, without question, said things that nobody knows, that and
right.
and didn't leave anything. There was no, I'm feeling an R word. I'm feeling is there a Richard yeah. or a Robert? It wasn't like that. It was spot right. on, bang, mm-hmm. nailed it. So yeah. I believe it can be done. What do you say sure. to people who go, I think it's all hogwash?
Listen, I get it. Trust me, I am the first one to say that what I do is absolutely crazy. How can someone communicate with someone that has died? Spirit still amazes me every single day of my life.
Yeah.
I get it. But this is not about people believing in me mm-hmm. or what I do as a medium. I want people to believe in themselves. Because 9 times out of 10, the person that says that, the soul will have me say, but they have spiritual experiences. This happened, that happened. They saw me at the end of the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
They had a visitation in a dream. I don't dream of my loved ones. So for me, that's not common.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about us knowing. I want people to walk away from my live show knowing that not only that there's more to life than this, but that our loved ones haven't left us. That soul bond can never and will never be broken. And anything that you sense and feel that reminds you of your loved one that has died, know that that's a little hello from heaven.
I'm not the biggest religious guy in the world. I have faith, but I mm-hmm. I do believe what you said. I've always believed that our loved ones never truly leave. You just have to be open. Mm-hmm. You have to be open
right.
To it. Teresa right. Caputo on the phone with us. Go ahead, Kelly Brown.
Teresa, I don't know if are you getting any feelings on the Duke-Houston game in the Final Four this coming Saturday? Duke's favored by about 4.5.
Wait, I just heard you guys are crazy. That's all I heard, so I don't know.
I like to wager a little bit.
She's getting a message, Kelly.
I'm looking for any edge I can get.
Yeah.
Duke or Houston?
I don't think she's biting. I don't think she's biting.
Yeah, I don't think she's going for
so,
it.
So, Teresa, I saw your TV show, and mm-hmm. And I'm watching, and I'm like, wait a minute, she's bringing people into her home. And like, I saw you read a guy at your, I think it was your dining, lovely home, by the way, your dining room table. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. Was that really your home?
Yes, I do live here. I still live next door to my parents. Mm-hmm. I live right next door to the house where I grew up. And it is my house.
Oh, okay. I just don't.
I'm actually at home right now. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
It is my home.
I'll be honest with you. I love what you've done with the place. I love it.
I've changed it several times.
I love it, Teresa. Teresa's coming to the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom May 31st and June 1st. You've been to the ballroom before.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've been, and people, like I said, have really enjoyed the show. Scotty's got another question for you.
Have you talked to other people that have the gift too? And could you lose it at some point? Could you like?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. And I'm going to say maybe if I didn't use my gift the way that I'm supposed to be, mm-hmm. then I can see that. But I'm not bothering anyone. They're bothering me. So I don't think it's going anywhere, my gift.
You don't get it. You don't get the, it doesn't come to you just out of the blue, right?
Walking to the grocery store and having people.
Yeah.
It does happen. Oh. Well, listen, like I'm on the phone with you now. I can't open myself fully because I'm being honest. I have back-to-back. You know how radio tours.
Yeah, sure. Radio tours.
Back-to-back calls. So right. I can't open up myself. So, but I did have difficulty breathing. So there had to be something very specific with the chest, but then I also felt something with the head. So when I feel the thing on the side of the head, it has to do with something of either the brain or a hitting of the head. so, and then I just tasted blood. So there had to be like internal injuries or blood or a bleed out or something.
With one of us?
Yeah, it could be.
Or could it have been somebody
but
with
that's
it?
You mean somebody,
how it works.
Somebody who had a brain event?
Yeah, so it could be like an aneurysm, brain tumor, Alzheimer's, dementia. Sometimes someone, usually I'll feel the barrel of the gun on the side of my head if someone was shot in the head.
But it doesn't have to be one of us, right?
No.
So it could be like an arterial venous malformation.
Spirit could just be also showing an example. It could be for one of you. Mm. But it also could just be of what happens when I start to connect with spirit. They make me feel how they died. They actually physically bring me through the full departure.
Yeah.
And they will have me describe what it was like when the soul left the physical body. They will talk about things that happened years ago mm-hmm. to remind us of happier times. Mm-hmm. They talk about things that we've never shared with anyone else. Mm-hmm. And then they channel with their personality who they were before they died. Mm. And I think that's the thing that brings people so much peace and comfort, because they say that from the moment the soul leaves the physical body, we leave behind every ailment, disability, suffering, disease. We don't take it with us. Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing that I love, because regardless of what people think, there's no way I can find out someone's personality when they die.
Right.
When they die.
Right.
You know,
right.
Of who mm-hmm. they were. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, unfortunately, there are people that die in very tragic ways. Mm-hmm. Ways that the person might feel that their loved one's soul is not safe and at peace with God. Mm-hmm. And I remind them, I only channel souls that walk through God's white light. Mm-hmm. So know that the soul is safe and at peace with God. And whatever that means for them, I channel in my frame of reference. Mm-hmm. It's up to the person to, you know, take that gift and use those tools in their frame of reference.
Teresa, it's always it's always a great conversation with you. It's intriguing, fascinating stuff. And May 31st and June 1st at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom. Thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning, Teresa. Always
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
I was thinking my daughter.
Well, as you said, whispering to you, she's not dead.
No, like, I know, but I don't know how that works.
It has
to be someone that died.
It's a spirit, yeah, it's a soul.
Okay, yeah, because anytime somebody tells you something like that, you internalize it. You think, who do I know? And the only person I know was Kate.
I had actually talked to Teresa before.
You have?
Spiritually.
You have?
Yes.
Yes.
Spiritually,
okay.
We had a conversation.
Right. Yeah, how'd it go?
Late last week.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
You're the hogwash guy.
Yeah.
You could have told her, I don't buy it. You could have told her that. She's heard it a million times. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought you were going to. I was kind of setting you up so that you could.
I don't want to be mean.
No, you don't have to be mean. Yeah. You could just say it's not something that I choose to believe in.
He kind of saves that for the UFO people.
Yeah, he definitely drops bombs on the UFO people.
And anytime we talk about wrestling.
And God's white light, I'm all about that.
Yeah, look, I'm not signing on for all of it. I just have experienced where somebody told me stuff once that they just had no way of knowing. So, but I'm skeptical on many, many cases. I don't know about her. I don't know. But apparently it works for a lot of people, you know?
Not for basketball, I guess. No answer there.
I guess it doesn't work.
They're alive, Kelly.
For basketball people. So, anyway. Yeah, so when she said brain event, you say brain event to me, and the first thing it goes to is my daughter, right? But anyway, yeah, that's a lot of hair. That's got to be a wig, right?
Part of the selling point. I think so.
Well, you can't look. You got to sell. Yeah, you can't look. You got to stick out if you're going to get on stage. That's why people wear flashy outfits on stage. You don't wear a mirrored suit walking down a hall. You wear it on stage. You know, Chris Isaak, for instance. You know.
He kind of does that as a joke, though, too. But it also works.
Right. It also works. The guy's a good-looking dude. All right. Well, anyway, so Teresa Caputo, there you go. I'm sure we'll have some tickets to give away coming up as the show draws a little bit closer. But I don't know if meeting someone like that would make me nervous.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
What if I shake her hand and some of that shit passes on to me? You know what I mean? What if all of a sudden I get zapped, like in the Green Mile?
What if I
get that?
Christopher Walken.
Green Mile. No, that's the dead zone.
Yeah, same thing.
You're not going to get it.
The Green Mile, you don't know, dude. That guy. This is stuff that goes on that you she can't explain it.
I understand.
What if I shake her hand, and then I live forever, and I got to watch everybody die? That would suck.
That's
Green Mile.
Not what she has.
I don't think so, but you don't know. Dude, if your mind's going to be open to one thing, it's got to be open to it all. You got to be able to, you know what I mean? I don't know if I want a part of it. I don't know. All right, anyway. Choose to believe, choose not to. The choice is yours. Choose wisely.
I'm sorry, I'm talking to Teresa.
Right on. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for checking out The Buzz 24/7. Hey, just a thank you for checking out our Buzz Show podcast. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Don't forget the 24/7. It's exclusive stuff not on the air. Click subscribe to that as well. Let's get back at it.